This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. This afternoon, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office released the identity of a drowning victim who was found in the Humboldt Bay on Sunday. The autopsy was completed today, and fingerprints revealed the victim's identity as that of 47-year-old Shane Christopher Barbion. Results showed no signs of foul play in the death, and samples have been sent for toxicology analysis. Barbion has had past addresses in Eureka and in Trinity County. The Sheriff's Office Marine Patrol was conducting routine patrols along the Humboldt Bay when they came across a suspicious person on the dock near the Eureka Channel. The man, later identified as Jonathan Cottle, was seen stealing copper wiring from electric boxes along the dock. When contacted, Cottle admitted to deputies that he was stealing copper wiring to make jewelry, and he was found in possession of burglary tools, a large amount of copper wiring, among other items. He was subsequently arrested and booked into county jail for grand theft and trespassing. On Thursday, Coast Guard personnel responded to a report of a boat off the coast of Westport that was taking on water while 8 people were on board. The Coast Guard sent a motor lifeboat from Station Nuevo River, and a helicopter crew from Sector Humboldt Bay responded to the scene as well. While en route, a Samaritan in another boat arrived first and was able to take on 6 of the 8 passengers, while the remaining 2 stayed on board to dewater the vessel. The Coast Guard arrived and helped with dewatering efforts, and the boat was brought back to the Nuevo River. No injuries were reported. Traffic on Highway 101 North just outside of Eureka was delayed briefly yesterday afternoon at just after 5 o'clock after a 2-vehicle collision occurred in the area. The crash resulted in one of the vehicles plunging into the slough just off the highway, and emergency personnel were called to the scene to extricate the driver. The driver suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was transported to the hospital for treatment. No other injuries were reported. Traffic was brought to one lane briefly while the vehicle was being towed out of the water. The Board of Directors for the Humboldt Bay Joint Powers Authority will hold their meeting this upcoming Monday, and it will mostly revolve around the preliminary budget for the 2017-2018 fiscal year. The preliminary budget comes in at just over $8.6 million, and the board will be accepting public comment from anyone in attendance at the meeting. The board will also consider authorizing a pay increase within the salary range for the fire chief, and they will also review and approve the preliminary fee schedule for the fiscal year. The joint powers meeting will begin at 2 p.m. Monday afternoon at the Humboldt Bay Fire Conference Room on C Street in Eureka. Motorists traveling through Eureka are reminded that paving and striping will be underway until this upcoming Tuesday on 8th Street between F and I. The work is part of ongoing emergency sewer force main repairs in the area, and traffic control along with road closures will be in effect at that location, as well as on H and I streets between 7th and 9th. Work will be conducted from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Delaware County Sheriff's Office reported that 21-year-old missing man Ronald Michael Calasunas was located. Calasunas was reported as missing earlier in the week after attempting to hitchhike back to his Florida residence from the Hiuchi area, and concerns for his well-being were risen after he made statements that he wanted to harm himself. He was located, however, safe and uninjured. Residents are reminded that road crews will be conducting culvert replacement at Bell Springs Road next Monday, and it will run through Wednesday. The road will be closed July 10th from 7 a.m. to noon, and after the initial closure, controlled traffic will be in effect through Wednesday. On Wednesday, Eureka City Schools in the Cutton School District reached an agreement on a settlement related to a violation in the education code. The violation stems from the Cutton School District enrolling nearly 25% of its students who reside within the attendance boundaries of Eureka City Schools, and the district was accused of not fully complying with the requirements that come with inter-district attendance. Settlement talks had been ongoing since the issue was first brought to attention in December of 2016, and Eureka City Schools agreed to accept the Cutton School District's one-time payment of $260,000. The two-year agreement also includes extending the countywide interdistrict agreement between the two parties. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.